91.5 WMFO Medford. That's right, WMFO Medford. It is Monday morning. It is 6 a.m. I am Ryan D. This is the Music Savage Show, which starts right now.
You are now the king, and you will be a truly great king.
Oh, look, he looks good on him. Look, he looks great. A king.
King.
He looks perfect.
I'm a king.
Ah!
91.5 WMFO Medford. Music right there from the wonderful Felice Brothers, track called Aerosol Ball off of their latest album, Life in the Dark. Father John Misty up ahead of that. Hollywood Forever Cemetery sings off of the 2012 Sub Pop release, Fear Fun. Father John Misty playing a Newport Folk Festival this July. I'm very, very excited about that. He is superb live. Speaking of Newport Folk Festival, one of these shows coming up might be the week after next, or might be next week. I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to begin my dedication, my shows, I guess you're going to say, my show dedicated to Newport Folk Festival. I'm going to be highlighting Newport Folk Festivals of the past and previewing what's coming up for Newport Folk Festival 2016. And it's going to be a good one, as it always is. All right, Arcade Fire up ahead of that. Wake Up from 2004's Funeral. That song was used in the Where the Wild Things Are trailer movie adaptation of the book. The movie came out in October of 2009. It's one of my favorites, one of my favorite books. One of my favorite authors is Marie Sendak. Kicking off that set with Karen O and the Kids with Rumpus from the Where the Wild Things Are soundtrack, which also came out in 2009. And that little set, Arcade Fire and Karen O. In honor of my favorite, Marie Sendak, his birthday was this past Friday, June 10th. I have a Where the Wild Things Are tattoo. It's one of the very first memories of reading I have as a child, that book. It's been a part of me my whole life. Maurice Sendak is very important to me, and so is that music. So you put music and you put Where the Wild Things Are together, and it's just great. So that was for Maurice Sendak. Would have been his birthday again on Friday, June 10th. Well, it is his birthday, but since he has passed, you know what I mean? All right, it is Monday morning. I am Ryan D. This is the Music Savage Show. I'm going to get back into some brand new music. One of my favorite bands, Portland, Oregon's Ages and Ages. They have finished up their work on their third album. It's called Something to Ruin, and it's going to be released on August 19th via Partisan Records. And we have a very, very great single, Music Savage, that we are sharing, and I'm going to share it with you right now. It's called They Want More, brand new music from Ages and Ages, right here on the Music Savage Show.
Escape it. alright. Yeah, they want more than what you got left, and they want more than what you wanna give, but it's alright. Yeah, they want more than what you got left, and they want more than what you wanna give, and you can't fake the feelings you get, and you can't make the feeling out of nothing. They want more. Like when I
91.5 WMFO. Great music right there from the one and only JD McPherson. Coming off of the album Let the Good Times Roll, that was a track of the same name. Florist up ahead of that with their wonderful track Vacation off of the New York band's Holdly EP. New music from Whitney up ahead of that with Golden Days off of their brand new album Light Upon the Lake, which was just released on June 3rd. And this is a must-own album. I really love this album. Everyone at Music Savage is just, we're just flipping out over this album. It's so good. It's perfect summer music. Let's check it out again. Nicole Whitney, this is their album, Light Upon the Lake. And again, it was just released on June 3rd. I played you a track called Golden Days and brand new music from Ages and Ages. The Portland, Oregon band have a third album coming out. It is called Something to Ruin. It is really, really great. Comes out on August 19th. And I played you the first single, a spectacular track called They Want More. This is the Music Savage Show. I am your host, Ryan D. Let's get back into the music, shall we? JD McPherson, who you just heard, will be opening up for this band I am going to play for you next, Lucius. They will be playing at the House of Blues on September 20th, and I'm going to play you one of my favorite tracks of theirs from their album Wild Woman. This is Tempest from Lucius on the Music Savage Show.
We are two ships passing.
when you're gone. I start to snooze the alarm, cause I stay up until 4 in the morning. Counting all the days till you're back, shivering in an ice cold bath of emotional mess. Go and I start losing control without a warning. Counting all the days till you're back, shivering in an ice cold bath of emotions and mess. I've got to get out of this tree, off of this limb. I'm a woman acting like a kid.
I'm Simon Cowell for PETA. Far be it from me to be critical, but I find it really appalling that this year thousands of dogs will die of heatstroke inside parked cars. There people thought that that little errand would only take a minute, or it wasn't that hot. But delays happen, and temperatures inside a car quickly rise in summer, even when the window's cracked. Never, ever leave your dog inside a parked car. Your dog idolises you. In warm weather, keep him safe at home.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
Sides up on the north. after midnight. Must have been 3 years since we last spoke. I slowly tried to bring back the image of your face from the memory so old. And I tried so hard to follow, but I didn't catch a half of what had gone wrong. Said I don't know what I can save you from. I don't know what I can save you from.
Skin. I wanna know what the moon feels like within. I know what the sun feels like on my skin. I wanna know how the moon gives life within. And the same moon rises over me as you. About that, that we can do. I see a light and it bright, keeps me up all night. I see a light and it bright, keeps me up all night. Thank you.
WMFO Medford. Music right there from The Cure, coming off of their 1985 album, The Head on the Door, track called Close to Me. Now, those boys will be here in our neck of the woods Thursday. This Thursday, it's been so long since The Cure have been on a real American tour, not just playing, you know, festivals here and there, but they're on a big American tour and they are killing it. I've been following along. Set lists have been amazing. Robert and the boys sound the same. They are playing at the Aganis Arena this Thursday. I can't wait. Of course I'm going to be there. It's going to be a good time. And I hope they play that song. And they probably will, because they've been playing like 40 songs. Anyway, Cure, Close to Me, from The Head in the Door, Thursday, Aganis Arena. Another show that's in town on Wednesday is Beth Orton. I played Beth Orton's track Moon from her latest album, Kid Sticks. And of course, Beth Orton will be at Brighton Music Hall on Wednesday. That's another great show that you should not miss. Up ahead of that, Kings of Convenience. I don't know what I can save you from the Norwegian duo's debut album, Quiet is the New Loud. The Sea and Cake, up ahead of that, up on the North Shore, up on the North Shore from the Moonlight Butterfly. Margaret Glaspie, a new album, Emotions and Math, out on June 17th on ATO Records. Played you the title track from her debut album. And kicking off that long set of music,